Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Bill Kenyon, and we're talking about Leadership Lenawee. Bill, thanks for taking time out of your day to come talk with us.
Glad to do it.
So you have a lot of different hats that you wear in Lenawee County as far as mentoring and helping with, you know, growing future leaders in our county.
Right. And I most recently, I had the privilege of serving as the interim director of the Chamber of Commerce for a year. And one of the things we did with that was we asked our chamber members, what is it that we could be doing to serve you better?
Right.
And one of the things that rose to the top is more leadership development. And so I said to the board of directors, I said, let's recreate what we used to have here in Lenawee County in a couple of different versions. One was called Leadership Lenawee when it was run by the former Lenawee County Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. And then United Way of Lenawee, when Amy Palmer was the executive director, did a program called Emerging Leaders, basically built on the same platform.
Right.
And in fact, I used their platform to create the new Leadership Lenawee.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an important program because it's kind of taken that in-between age group, emerging leaders, the young 30s and such, and giving them a little bit more mentoring and expertise on how to grow in their careers and within the community as a whole.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we all know happens in some organizations is that somebody will be a really good employee, a good social worker, or a good bank teller or something like that. And they then get promoted into some kind of a leadership position without getting much in the way of leadership training.
Right.
And that does a disservice to them and really to the organization to some degree. And so this program is designed to help them develop those skills. But also, we all know that one of the things we value so much about this community is the involvement of volunteers in different organizations, including positions like charity board members.
Correct.
And so we need to replace some of the people like myself that, you know, I'm 67
myself,
years old, you know.
Yeah. And well, so we're aging up, yeah.
Exactly. And so we need to have some well-trained people in our community that can take on those roles as they become available.
Well, and I think it's hard to build that passion. I mean, we've been doing community service work and fundraising and all that for years, and I know that's been a conversation in a group that I'm in of where's our next leaders. We're trying to show them what we do, but are they growing the passion to do it?
Exactly. And I think that's what we're trying to do with Leadership Lenawee. We
okay.
have a cohort of a dozen people now mm-hmm. that we're working with. We just started last week, in fact.
Okay.
And we have 8 months of, it's one full day a month for 8 months, and we do a variety of things. The next session will be on October 8th, and we will actually be touring some local nonprofits.
Okay.
as well as at each, we're going to do three nonprofits, and at each stop, we're going to be doing some teaching about nonprofit leadership, including having a woman from the Jackson Nonprofit Network come down
okay.
and do some teaching at our lunch stop.
So for our listening audience, if they're interested in finding out more of the openings or possibilities to become involved in that, what's their best route to go?
Well, their best route would be to contact the Adrian Area Chamber of Commerce,
okay.
Matt Swartzlander, our new executive director. He's actually in the group
okay.
this time. Matt used to put together the program in Jackson County when he worked at the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, but never participated. And
okay.
so he decided, with my facilitation, along with Janice Montalvo from Tecumseh, that he would take this one.
Okay.
And we decided that rather than ask Matt to facilitate this, being so new to this position, to dump this in his lap starting in September wouldn't be appropriate. So I said that I would facilitate it. And we're calling it Leadership Lenawee in part because we wanted to broaden the scope beyond Adrian.
Right.
And we are including, we made the opportunity available to people who worked for companies that were members of any Lenawee County-based Chamber of Commerce. So we, by doing, and then I reached out to Janice Montalvo. I it was recommended to me, and I absolutely agreed that to have a male and female facilitator when you have a mixed gender group would make sense. And so Janice had been in a speakers club that I've facilitated before, and I reached out to Janice and said, Janice, would you be willing to co-facilitate this with me? And I don't know if Janice is one of those people that finds it hard to say no, like you and me, but sort of.
But it's working out well.
Exactly. But it's going
to
be fun.
There you go. So they can get a hold of the Adrian Airy Chamber, though, to find out
exactly.
more. I'm sure it's probably available through their website and such.
Absolutely.
But you have another interesting event coming up in the near future that's along the same line of leadership through your own personal route.
Yeah. It really is. A few years ago, I joined a program called the John Maxwell Team. John Maxwell is the leading author on leadership in the world right now, probably. And they created a program where you could become a certified speaker, trainer, and coach using his materials. And one of the opportunities we have as members of the John Maxwell Team is to buy the license to offer a live remote of an event that takes place in Atlanta.
Okay.
It's called Live to Lead. It has five speakers. This will be the sixth year that they've done it. The speaker panel changes every year except for John Maxwell.
Yeah,
but
makes sense.
This year we have a great lineup of speakers. Of course, John Maxwell, and then Rachel Hollis, who is a very popular speaker and author, especially with women leaders right now. Angela Ahrens, who stepped down in April as the Senior Vice President for Retail for Apple Computer, which is like the number three position.
Right.
A gentleman by the name of Marcus Buckingham. Several years ago, he co-authored a book entitled First Break All the Rules. More recently, he's co-authored a book entitled The Nine Lies About Work. And then the fifth speaker will be a gentleman by the name of Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan is with the Dave Ramsey team and talks not only about leadership, but also personal finance.
Okay.
And so that's the lineup. It will be at the Christian Family Center on October 11th.
Okay.
And people can find out more about it. I have a website, wkenyonandassociates.com, all one word. They can find out about it there. I will be doing, we're including lunch with the day, as well as my offering up a talk about what's next.
Okay.
Take action.
There you go.
And the challenge I think any of us have is we go to events like this and we get motivated and we hear some great content and then we go to work the next day and nothing changes.
Exactly.
And shame on us
for
that. And I've been guilty of it.
I
admit it. And so so my talk will be about, you know, we need to take action. You know, I want people to invest in this, obviously, because I want to add value to people. That's a part of what I'm all about. But if they're not going to take the content and put it to use, then they've wasted their investment. I don't want them to do that either.
Well, and time's very precious to all of
absolutely.
Us. So.
Absolutely.
So again, they can go to wkenyonandassociates.com.
I know that's a lot.
It is.
But I'm going to, and I might, I've been toying with the idea of changing my, doing a DBA with a slightly different name
there
after the
go.
First of the year, but.
Well, we want to thank you, Bill, for joining us and sharing information on Leadership Lanaway and, of course, on your upcoming event, and wish you all the best.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lanaway a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.